Okay, so you find yourself in Shavasana, with your hands down by your side, your eyes softly closed, breathing into your bellies. And as always, we're going to wander off to our safe haven, our home, the place that's very familiar, that feels wonderful to be in. This is the place we begin all journeys. And so you're in your safe haven, knowing that this journey specifically is going to bring us into the sixth chakra, the third eye, the chakra of personal vision. So in order to access the higher realms of understanding, we're going to follow that path down to the bridge. The bridge is going to lead us over into the higher dimensions of self and higher access of self. And then as we move into those higher dimensions, we're going to go follow the path to a bright, it can either be a purple light or an indigo light, a lavender light. Whatever you see in front of you, allow yourself to be drawn into, I'll say indigo today. So, between your eyebrows, about three fingers into the width of three fingers inside your brow line, inside your head, is where your third eye is. It's where the pituitary sits. And see this indigo light or this purple light pulsating in the middle of your head. And as you see this pulsation of purple, allow it to grow and fill your head. Allow it to begin to pulsate and stream down your shoulders, down your arms, down your torso, down your legs into your feet, so that your entire body is now vibrating this color that you've chosen, the purple or the indigo, and you feel yourself radiating into this color. And it's enveloped you. You can almost sense and smell and taste the color all around you. The third eye is about personal vision, the clarity of vision. How clearly do you really see who you are? Go stand in your mind's eye in front of a mirror and look deep into your own eyes in this mirror. They say the eyes are the opening to your soul. Look deep, deep into your eyes, traveling down to the realms of your soul. What is it you see there for yourself? This is the place where we create our own vision. We create our vision of self, what we want to create for ourselves in connection with our higher self. What is it you would like to see when you look into the soul? Who is it you would like to be reflected back at you? We create our own reality. We see what is for our highest good for ourselves when we look deep into the third eye of self. What is it you see for yourself? Oftentimes as children, we have this vision of self, what we want to be when we grow up. And yet all the filters of our parents, our teachers, our peers, our sibs, pull us away from truly who we are in the vision of ourselves. Go back to that time of purity, of innocence, of maybe childhood vision, and see yourself again as you would like to see yourself. See yourself as who you would like to be. If it's true that we create our own reality, just by seeing ourselves as who we truly need to be, want to be, choose to be, we can create that within ourselves by creating the energy. Seeing it clearly creates the energy towards manifestation. Choose to see yourself clearly tonight as what you would like to be. If you've started seeing some judgments, oh, I wish I wasn't this way, I'd like to be this way. Know that judging yourself brings you to an imbalance of the third eye. Judgment takes you out of balance. So clear any judgments of self and go back to the innocence of clarity, of clear vision, clairvoyance. It's what the third eye offers and what we can find when we choose to be here. This is also our connection to our higher self, to all levels of knowing, to intuition, connection, to our God's vision. If you could see through the eyes of your soul and know what path you truly needed to take in this world, what would your third eye vision show you right here, right now? If you could have anything, if you could see yourself in any role, in any vision, how would you see yourself right here, right now? The third eye is the realm of imagination. Without imagination, we cannot truly be who we need to be in this life. So allow your imagination to take you as well to the higher realms of knowing, your intuitive self, and see within what it is your innocence could create for you, your joy could create for you. It doesn't have to be all roses, as in seeing through rose glasses, rose-tinted glasses. We can see with a discerning eye, but not a judging eye. We see clearly in a balanced way with the third eye, in connection to our higher level self of knowing. Keep coming back to the vision of clarity, of who you would like to be, of how you see yourself when you are in your perfection, how you see yourself when you are in your bliss, how you see yourself when you are truly self-actualized. This vision has nothing to do with ego. It has to do with balanced perception of self. And this balanced perception of self brings joy, brings peace, understanding, knowledge, awareness, truth. Allow yourself to throw off any filters, any visors, that stop you from seeing your truth. What do you see? Are you beginning to see yourself more clearly as you truly want to be? As your spirit self knows you can be? As your higher self requests that you strive to be? Can you begin to truly, clearly see what would bring you the most fulfilling joy in your being? Not the vision of your parents, not the vision of your teachers, but your own inner guidance vision, your true self. Holding this vision, ask yourself that every time you look in the mirror, instead of seeing your 3D face looking back at you, allow yourself to see in this mirror your true self of what you need to be, what you want to be, who you truly can be. And each time you see yourself that way, you create more energy towards manifestation. More energy to really making it happen. Look deep, deep into your solic eyes and know this can happen in this reality. You can see and be your true self. And knowing that, take that knowledge back with you now towards the bridge. Each step that you take has a confidence and a clarity that you've never had before. When you look around, you see things so much more crystalline and clear. As you walk back to the bridge, you might see the plants looking greener, almost crystalline, the sky so blue. You've never seen anything so clearly before as you can see now towards coming back to the bridge. And as you cross over the bridge and come back to your safe haven, again, this home base, this place, looks so much more real and clear than it ever did before. And this is the clarity that you will always now maintain. So see it, be it, know it. You've brought that vision back with you into this 3D world, and you are it now. Feel it, sense it, and be it. So breathe in this new clarity into your lower belly. Breathe in this new clarity into your toes, into your fingers, into your head. Again, see yourself surrounded in this purple veil. And bring the veil, the purple ball, back into your third eye. Collecting the energy back into the third eye. Knowing any time you need to come and see yourself again in this reality, you just come into the third eye, create the ball, and walk into this vision of self. You have it now within you. There's no denying it. You can't run away from it. Your soul has spoken. Your higher self is going to hold you true now to this course. And it's a joyous course. It's a blissful course. Why wouldn't you want to be there? So breathing it in, bringing it into the body on a cellular level by wiggling your fingers, wiggling your toes, rolling your head from side to side as you know how to do. and coming back into this reality. Namaste.